Simon Aleph, Omer Mar, about 10 lines up from the bottom. So, am I going to wait for you, or are you going to be quiet? The Medamor Morim, the Bahama Oritz. Abu Bakhabar, Oichel Ben Asarach La'asa, Dibur Rebbe. So, the case was an Amma Oritz. The case of a Chaver is different. So what was the case? Hi Amma Oritz, the Kamar Le'laman. The Amma Oritz is talking to whom? So we say a case of an Amma Oritz is the owner. But if it's the Chaver is the owner, so we assume Hivari was Mafrish. Okay, but now the owner is a Chaver. Who is the other person? The owner who's an amoritz tells his chaver who's an amoritz go out to the field and take to anim, etc. And we say, well, he assumes that if he said stam take to anim it's a chayv meister vare. If he said take to anim from the chalkola, so then it's chayv and meister sofik. So the verse says, if that was the case, Master and Demai, Mitzayis, why would he, in other words, we're saying by a chover, we assume Vada he did it. Amora, to assume it's a Sufik. Now, the general Amoratsin didn't like looking at themselves as being inferior to the Menichel Chomim. They said, whatever the rabbis can do, we can do too. So he told me that in the case of a rabbi, we assume Vada he was Mafrish. The Amoratz will assume also that he was Vada Mafrish. So the Amoritz, who hears this, will say, of course he is Mafrish. Why have to be Master Demai? He's not going to believe you. He's not going to listen. Elab Amoritz, the Kerman of the Chavar. The case was an Amoritz was telling the Chavar. The Chavar says, I don't trust the Amoritz that he's Mafrish, so he's Master Misafik. Okay. So that's the case that Rebbe's... So the case that Rebbe's contrasting... it's a case of a chaver to a chaver, or an amoritz to a chaver.
We're talking about an amoritz as being telling a chaver.
Amoritz is the owner, says go take ta'anim. And the chaver says that he doesn't trust the amoritz, that the amoritz was mafresh for him. Now, Ema Seifa. Nirin Devorah Medivrei Abba. Zot Rebbe, I feel that what I'm saying makes more sense than what my father's saying. Mutar sheyeshu chaverim alitshem shlamin amukav bayachilu lamei oritz tivoldim. So the issue is a chaver feeding an amoritz. So amei haoritz, my boy hosim, who's the one amoritz? In both cases, the recipient is a chaver. The owner, in one case, we're contrasting the case of an owner being a chaver versus an owner being an amoritz, but the recipient is a chaver. And Rebbe's saying, well, the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is true, that a case of a chaver, it's well, because the chaver wouldn't be Michael and amoritz. We're not being Michael and amoritz, we're being told by feeding a chaver. Okay, so Amar Rava, Amar Ravina, Reisha b'amoritz, Shomer l'chaver. So, Rebbe's case was he's contrasting the case of an amoritz to a chaver. He's saying in the case of an amoritz tells the chaver has to be mafresh misafik. But save a chaver shomer l'amoritz. The case that Rebbe's talking about is a case of where a chaver is talking to an amoritz. The chaver acher shermeya, and the amoritz is not the issue. The issue is another chaver hearing it. So both cases, it's a chaver at the end who's listening, who's deciding what to do. And so now the amoritz goes to the field and gathers it, and then a chaver buys from the amoritz. So he wants to know, what should he do? Well, if the owner is a chaver who was mafresh vare for the amoritz, so when the chaver buys from the amoritz, it's mu'usr. If the owner wasn't mafresh, so it's tamai. So Rebbe says, Rebbe Sovar, He does not need to be ma'aser. The vada isur ma'aser ha chaver kama iluye. Definitely, the original chaver, the owner, was ma'afrish for the Amorites. And therefore, when the chaver buys, the second chaver buys from the Amorites, there's no need for being ma'aser. The chaver can't rely on the first chaver that he was ma'afrish, and therefore he has to be ma'aser. He says, but the first chaver was not going to do that and be mafresh for the Amorites, because he'll end up being over the Yisra, being mafresh shlomin amokif. So he won't do that. Vamalei Rebbe, but Rebbe's response is, mutav sheyeshadu chaverim litram shlomin amokif vayachilu l'amayorits tevolim. Since the Amorites might not be mafresh, so it's better that the chaver should be over the Yisra of shlomin amokif, that the Amorites should eat tevil. Rabbi Sarver Nichalei Lechaber the Li'evid who Isur Kalila, he should do a light Isur, a small Isur. But on the Evid Amoritz Isur Rabba, so he'll be over the Isur of Shlomin Amukiv, which on my Isur most Rishonim hold it Isur Rabbanon. Truma could be the raisa, but even if it's the raisa by truma, it's only a lav. And the Amorites shouldn't be over the Isser Rabba of Achia Misvede Shemaim of eating tevil. Shemil Amor Sover Nichalei Lechaber the Levin Amorites Isser Rabba view Afili Isser Klila Levin. He has no chiyuv to do an Isser to save somebody from a larger Isser. That's not his business. He has no right to make cheshbonos like that. He has an aver. He can't do an aver.
What's curious about this is, if you were to ask the halacha, I mean, I would have thought that there would have been kaveh the halacha such that they would have said, no, you can be torim shalom and amukaf in order to save the ama aretz from the avera, and so therefore it's not even an avera to begin with.
Problems by Chum, it's the Raisa. Right, by Chum, it's the Raisa.
If you would say if it's the Raisa, yeah.
Meister seems to be that it's the Rabbana, by Chum, it's the Raisa. So, can't get around that. Now, Tais over here raises the question. We had a psachim that the Kahanim are over the say of Hashlama, in case a person needs a Mechusik Kippurim, and he needs to bring his Korban. There's an Issa Mitzvah say that you have to finish all Korbanos before the Korban Talmud. If this Korban was not brought before the Korban Talmud, we allow him to bring the Korban, the Kinim that he needs to make him Ois Mechusik Kippurim, to allow him to eat from the Korban Pesach that night. So the Kohen is over the say of Hashlama, in order that the other person. No, it's not more. It's the other person should be Mekayim. They see not be over the say which has chorus. So Tosh has asked the Kasha. Right, I mean, you see from that more than more than maybe the chorus is going like Rabbi. It seems to be an accepted Gemara. The Gemara doesn't bring them. Shimon Bill argues on that Gemara. It's that Tosis Kash over here. Tosis doesn't give an answer. Tosis is mechalak between that case and other cases, between that case and how Shimon Bill would answer the Kash. He doesn't answer.
Who answers the Kash?
Tosis doesn't answer that Kash. Vis-a-vis Shimon Bill.
The Kash. I mean, it's just. It's a little bit odd too that you talk about nichalei l'chaver. Like, what's a halacha? I mean, what should he be doing?
Okay, the lashon is interesting. Pasha the more means that that's part of his responsibility. The lashon is strange. I'm bothered by the same question. Rashi. 5 lines up. The Suri Sufik, Amor's Chabre, Mehemelates Fe, Mino. He trusts the other Amoritz more than he trusts the rabbi, who tells him he has to be mafresh because the Amoritz doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't take that kindly to that. Reisha Ketoni Maasrin Demai Amoritz the Karmelay the Chover. Seifa is a case of an Amoritz that a Chover said to an Amoritz, and another Chover has been Shemay. Machi Chover Bedem Amor the Loiket Sarach Laasrin Demai. He has to be Maasrin Misofik. The Amoritz tells the Chaver, go to La Kate. Dikulasuke, I iser alayu, hai balabayas, iloy. So the Chaver has to be choshish that the balabayas was not ma'aser. The Chaver, Shomer la Amoritz, La Kate kikolazu. So he tells the Amoritz to be malakit. The Chaver, Acher, Shoma mimenu. Another Chaver hears, Oikol ben encircle, Asun demai. He can eat it without any concerns. The Vadikim, the nurse of the Chover is giving. Well, look at Amoritz, and the recipient is an Amoritz. Chayisha noisin, the lichlino b'tzivlayu, he's worried that the Amoritz will eat it b'tevel. The term af shlomin amukiv, he'll be doomin a shlomin amukiv, in order that the Amoritz shouldn't be over this sort of eating tevel. Therefore, the Chover, who hears it, can rely, that's what happened. The mutav sheyesh the chaverim, it's better that the chaverim should be over this shlomin amukiv, and they shouldn't be michael amoritz to bolu. Isur a klila, he'll be over a light is shlomin amukiv. Isur a rabba is lechel tomer. Okay. New mishnah. The mishnah talking about the person placing his ruvit chumen. So ruvit chumen has to be accessible. So zot the mishnah. The son of Elon, the person placed the Eruv, the Ruvit Chumen in a tree. The Balabi Asura, Tvachim, Ein Eruv, Eruv. To be placed in the tree above 10 Tvachim, the Eruv is not valid. The Matta Mesar Tvachim, Eruv, Eruv. It's below 10 Tvachim, the Eruv is valid. The Morse can explain what the difference is. Nostan Babor, he placed it in a pit. Afila Omek Meyam, even if it's 100 Amas deep, Eruv, Eruv, it's a valid Eruv. It's Rashi. So you're going to have to hold your breath to the Gemara. That Gemara. Yosef Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Rebbe Asi, Rebbe Bar Nosson. These three Tamid Chum were sitting. Yosef Nachum Gabar Nachum was sitting with them. Yosef Rebbe Chama, they were sitting and they were saying, "Hi Elon, Dekoy Hecha. Where was the tree?" If the tree was in Rishus Yachid, so Mother the Malam, Mother the Mata, what's the difference if the tree is above 10 Tvachim? The tree is below 10 Tvachim. Or excuse me, the you put the Tchum above 10 Tvachim, you put the Tchum below 10 Tvachim. Rishus Yachid, the Rikia, the Rishus Yachid, which is around it, rises all the way up to the Rikia. So the whole area is Rishus Yachid, whether the tree, whether it's above 10 Tvachim or below 10 Tvachim. So it's there's no issue in the access in accessing the Eruv that he's putting there, Eruv Tchumen, whether it's above 10 Tvachim or below 10 Tvachim. So that can't be the case. Ela Dekoy Rishus HaRabim. The case has to be that the tree is in a Rishus HaRabim, surrounded by Rishus HaRabim. Okay, now the Miskaman Lishbos Hecha, where does he want that his Shmisa should be? Does he want his Shmisa to be, his welcome should be beneath the tree in the Rosh Hashanah? Or he wants that his Shmisa should be in the tree? Ilema, Miskaman Lishbos Lamala, he wants to be Shabbos above 10 Tvachim in the tree. That's where he wants to be his welcome for Shabbos. So that both he and his heir will be in the same mokum, and it's accessible. So that can't be the case. Rather, the case has to be the niskaven, the bachet as in a dalad, lishbos lamata. So he wants to be shabbos down below in the Rosh Hashanah. So above 10 tefachim, it's which is shasi yachid. The case of the tree was dalet al dalet and 10 tefachim high. So above 10 tefachim, it's considered shasi yachid. So since it's shasi yachid, there's no way he can take that eruv from the tree to where he's standing. If he puts it on a branch which comes out below 10 tefachim, it's only a carmelis. But I still understand when he's, that the case is there's an Isser Drabonon of taking something in and out of a tree. So he still has a problem. It's not accessible.
He would only be taking it off the tree. He wouldn't be using it.
Well, even taking it off is considered from a shimush. If you put something on the tree, you can't take it off. But the point is, it has to be accessible, right? Now, the truth is, the same problem would be the more could ask that the Rashi points out that in the below 10 it's a carmelis. He still has a problem. He can't take from the carmelis to shusarab. It's the same kash. Also, it's not accessible. Yeah. More says, okay. So they answered themselves and they said loylam the koy b'shus shusarabim and he's gavin lishbus lamata. The case has to be he wants to be down below. The kasha was that it's also to access it. Mirabonim. But Rabbi he d'amar kol d'amar shehu mishum shuus lo gozru alav ben hashmashus. It's going like Rabbi's opinion. The Rabbi says that they weren't gozer under isurim d'rabonim ben hashmashus. There were some that they were some exceptions, but in general they were not gozer on d'rabonim's. And since the time of Shvisa, a Kenyan Shvisa for Eruv Truman is Ben Hashmashus, so it's during that time it's still accessible. So this is how they explain the mission. So Amar Lo Rav Nachman, Yasher, which means it looks like Yashakayach, you came up with the correct pshat, but Chenam Shmuel, I want you to know that I have this Masara from Shmuel, that's how Shmuel learned the Mishnah. So you were mechaben to the pshat of Shmuel. Amrle, so they said the Bach adds a yud and say ye yasher. Okay, so they said to him,
Hasri suba
kuli hai. Shmuel is got so involved in saying pshat in this Mishnah over here, like this is how he learned the Mishnah. Moore says, I understand. Inunami hachikapas rebe. That's how they're learning. Like they thought about it. They said pshat. Like what are they asking? Like you know, Shmuel Pashat, you know, used to learn like an aleph beis. You know, like what was the kasha? You know, Ella hachi amrle. This is their question. Kavisu le bigemora. When Shmuel said this pshat, that Shmuel set this down as the permanent explanation that you're supposed to understand, and that gave it over as that's part of the Masara of the Gemara. So even though we say Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara, it means there are many things which were already considered kavua in the Gemara, in the Masara. This is the pshat already from earlier on. So that Shmuel come to a definitive decision on this and set this up. This is now the Masara of the Pshat. Armalu in. Yes. Is Manami Omer Nachman Meshmul Hachab Ilanam Meshasarabim Eskinon Mekavoya Sar Rocha Barbo. It was 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide. It's Meshas Yachid sitting standing Meshasarabim. He's got Melish Meshlamata. He wants to be down below. Rabbi Hidam recalled Rabbi Shu Mishmashus, Lagazula Ben Ashmashus, anything which is above them, they weren't going to be Ashmashus. So the Matam Yud is mutter to access, above Yud is also to access. See Rashi. Either he's got one, Likner Shvisosu Alil, the first Rashi in the Gemara, all the way up. If he wants to be Kana Shvisa on the tree, so why is above 10 not acceptable? Who be Ruvi b'Malkam Echad? The field of the Malam Yud, Ruvi Eruv, even above 10, his Eruv should be valid. Only Skav and Lishvus the Matzah. The case has to be that his intent was to be Shabbos the Matzah. Tzirutzu. That's the Teretz. Hilcha. The Malam Yisara, any Ruvi Eruv is not valid. The Mimokim, Shadi Skav and Lishvus, Shom. He shvis also. His shvis is where he wants to be. We keep in the ihavi boy the mishkal iruve umechle. If he wants to take the eruv and eat it, that's the point, is to eat it. But you want to take it b'shosha eruv zeichaloi during the time when the eruv takes effect. The hadu ben hashmoshes, which is ben hashmoshes. If you want to do that, loy motzi shokel, he could not take it. The ma'isi mishas yochel mishas rab, because he's taken from mishas yochel mishas rab. Loy have eruv eruv. It's not a, would not be, so therefore it's not going to be the valid error because he can't access the food. We got the Ilan Rochav Dal, the tree has to be, in the case of the tree, when it was 4x4. So then above 10, it's 10 high and 4x4. So it's a Shosiyachin. So therefore above 10 is not a valid error. Lamata Miyud. Excuse me. But below 10 is a valid eruv. Below 10 it's a valid eruv. Valva gav the lamata miyud karmelus, so something which is 4x4 less than 10 tochim high is a karmelus. The whole gimel atest berechav dalut karmelus chenminin b'mesias hashabbos. Because my karmelus is shusarabim, so vaytim it's also because he's taken from the karmelus shusarabim. The Omer called over Shumishumishumus, the Gazal of Inashmashes. The more is going to explain, it's going like Rabbi. Hamishdamash Elan, Kishokalai, when he takes it, he's using the Elan. But my Ruva Erev, Philomatim, yes, or even below 10, is unacceptable. Behold, Motzi Shokal, the Shimish Elan, Shuusu, which is innocent of Nirbana, of being using a tree. Kinan, Elohe Mishum Shuus, Lo Elan Be Elan. You can't go up on the tree, which the more understands means any uses at all. So a person, remember we had this mice in camp, tells them, it's interesting things to stick in your head. This is in 1976. We went out, there was Rabbi Krohn was there, Rabbi Pesach Krohn's brother. And he used to speak to the guys. So we went out to the field. One of them, he took us out to the field. One of the guys took his jacket off and hung it on the tree. That was it. He stayed there the rest of Shabbos. Once you put it in the tree, you can't take it off. So that's when I learned that halacha. What did the matzah of the mifrach? Well, how can I see mekarmel shushas rabim? The same question would be that the matzah of yudim rabim, you're taking mekarmel shushas rabim. I will keep him to hashuus. Well, hashuus chadam inal nokin. They're both rabbanon. So he took one example. So Tosis says that theoretically there's another answer to the question. I can tell you the case is that she was in a Carmelis. Until we know that it's going like Rebbe, so we're not being mad to any Drabonans, so I can tell you the case that she was in a Carmelis. So below 10 it's a Carmelis, the Carmelis is which is Mutter. And above 10 it's Yushas Yochad, the Carmelis, which is also. But you still have the problem of the tree being Mishtamash B'ilun. That's what the more asked from being Mishtamash B'ilun. That's a much more all encompassing question. And the more said, Rebbe wasn't there, the shoes to be in the Shemoshos. Hoya Shas Kineas Erev, that's the time of the Kineas Erev. Kim Nahi Shaitel Motzi Shokole. The rabbanos are not effective during that time, so he can take it. If it's a suda real or bashi short, at that point in time, it's a valid suda. A suda ichus on what happens afterwards is not relevant to us. The gozer ben shmosh the kiman the ben shmosh is svekehu. The shuus the rabbanon who like gozer Rebbe holds it that during the time of ben shmosh, which is a suffix, is our word gozer. The kavan refers my Rebbe my rabbanon. Which Rebbe are we referring to? Where do we see the Rebbe said that? What do the Chama hold? Okay. Amr. Amr Rabba. Loishanu ela be'ilan ha'omed chutz dibura shel ir. This discussion was talking about a case where the tree is the Ibra of the city is the first 70 Amos and 2/3 Amma, 70 2/3 Amma outside of the city, which basically would be the equivalent of, if you, we had before, if you would take a base society and you make it into a square, it's 70 Ammas and 2/3 Amma and a little Mashu. So that area, we saw, Gabi, like many halachas, is not considered like a distinct type of an area. If it's smaller than that, that's not a distinct area. So similarly, Chazal came along and said that immediately adjacent to the city, the first 70 Amas and the 2/3 Amma are considered the equivalent of being in the city. It's, you're not out in the okay. So it's considered being part, as if you want to put it in the city. Now, there's another little city along the way from where he's going, and the tree that he wants to be shavus in is within 70 amas of that city. So we make a halachic virtual reality, Rabbi's going to say. We consider it a valid Erev. Why is that? Because we look at within the Ibur Shalir as if the tree is in the middle of the city. Okay, so now let's say you tell you want to put in a tree in the middle of the city. The Masa command the Mayadomi. Since the city itself is enclosed, so we have an idea that if it's full, you know, the idea that as if there's the airspace is full. We have that there in Shabbos. We look at it as if basic command the Mayadomi. So we're going to look at this halacha as if it's full. So it's if as if the airspace above 10 is really just merely adjacent to the ground. The Mor says, if you're going to say that, why don't we say Chutzi Bur Shalir Nami Kiman Damar Rava. Rava himself also says Hanoisin Iruba Yeshle Arba Amas, that area around the Erev, he gets four Amas in all directions. And what Rashi explained means we look at it as if it was enclosed. So Havel Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid Elad Rikia. So it's always be considered as if it was, so even above 10 should be acceptable. So if we make up this, if we're going to make this virtual reality type of a concept that once it's Mukha Mechitzes, it's as if it's above 10 is not Rishus Yochid, or the area below is not like Rishus Rabim, however you want to say it. So why is above 10 not acceptable? Even Chutzi Bereshalir. So Amr Yisab Reder of Mishar Shih, how come Ilan Hanoitin Chutzlar Bahamas Askina? The tree is right at the end of the 2,000 Amas of the Tchum. And the branches extends beyond the four Amas of the Tchum, which we have exactly. You have our four Amas right at the end of the Tchum extension, but the branches continue beyond that. And he put the Erev on the tree beyond the four Amas. And he wants that his Mokum Shvisa should be by the trunk of the tree. Okay. So, do we look, when it's on the tree, so we're going to say that he has a heter when it's below 10, we look at this as if it's in the on the Iker. Now he has to actually go access it, so he'll go out beyond the, go out beyond the tomb and get it, because we look at it as if it's that area has all become enclosed. If it's enclosed, it's considered an extension of the tomb. But above 10, it's not acceptable. Why is that? Umay lamala. So the hodr zokif, the tree then bends up. The point over here is that it's extending out, and then it bends up. So Morris says, "Vaha iboi maisila derechalov." If even the malam yud, if he goes out, and he stands in the shasarabim, but he carries it in the Rishas HaYachid, so he's carrying it in the Rishas HaYachid, he's moving it along the space, the airspace of the Rishas HaYachid, even though he's sending Rishas HaRabim. So that we said before, that's only this is the Rabbanon, and Xer, he might pull it to himself. But we're going like Rebbe, the Ben Shemash, as you were in Geyser. So let him carry it, Derech Olov, above the airspace. Okay, the Rashi doesn't learn that. That's what Tosfos suggests to learn. The Rashi has a little more complicated pshat. Our answer is Kesharabim Makasin Love. That the tree, which is when it's lower. Remember the case was this was Rishas HaRabim. This was a thorough. Is out. This is a highway. But the people would, it was low enough that people would use it to adjust their packages on. That's considered Shasarab, part of the Shasarab. So you can't say, take it out there, Chalov, because that part of the tree is part of the Shasarab. Okay. Let's see, we're going to just make a dent in the Rashis. Yibur Shalir. Klabai sheyeshna b'seich shivim ama b'shirayim l'ir kari Yibur Shalir. Parakeitzim na'abr. So we'll see that any house which is within 70 amas and shirayim and that a little more within adjacent to the city is called in the Yibur Shalir, the extension of the city. Just like a woman who's expecting, there's a she extends out. But Ilan Oven Besech Yibur Shalir. Ken Shahoya Ir Besech Alpayim Amashal Iroi. There was another city within 2,000 Amas of his city where he is. But Yibur Shalir Oid Alpayim. He wants to go beyond that city, another 2,000 Amas. And Yechiruba Boiso here, he put it by this in the city. Ilan Oven Besech Yibur Shalir. And he put it in a tree which was in the Yibur Shalir. So over there, Rabbi says, even though he wants to be Shevis Lamata, and he put it on the tree above 10, above 10, it's still valid. Why? The Mosso, Tefshi Mukefis, Yishuv, it's surrounded by people living there. Mechitzis, with some type of enclosure. Vena Magula, it's not like open out into the open air. Because you know, like Haman, the Malya Afra, we look as if the whole area has been raised with dirt. Bahave Kiman the Miskam and Lishba is the Malamiya Sora. If he wants to do it down below on the ground, well, the ground is 10 Tvachim high. So putting the area above 10 is where he wanted to be. We're not changing the reality. So he can't actually take it. But still, we look as if he wants to be kind of is above. So we make this virtual reality as if it's in the same place, and therefore it would be theoretically accessible, even though reality is it's halachically not accessible. So Mar says, okay, if you say that, why don't you apply that same concept to Rabba's other din that we look at the Dalai Lama that a person has at the end of his tchum, as if they're considered mole, also and accomplish the same thing. Kivan the Omer Rava, and I was going to say Ruva. So Rabbi, this Rava is, where's this Rava? Look, come on, Bahai Pirka. Case was there, the person placed his Eruve Tchum in the Tchum, and then it rolled beyond the Tchum before Ben Hashmoshes. So now, Ben Hashmoshes, the Eruv that he placed properly is no longer there. So since the time of the Kenyan Shvisa is the Ben Hashmoshes, and it's beyond his Tchum, see, he would have no way to go out there to get it. So it's on an Eruv. It rolled four amas, more than four amas beyond the tchum. If it rolled beyond the tchum, but only less than four amas. When a person puts down an eruv, that gives him four amas in all directions. We look at the four amas around it as if it's in a closed area. So now it comes out that where his Erev is has four amas, and one of those that part of that overlaps with his original tchum. So it's as if within his tchum he reached in a closed area. The loch is when you reach in a closed area in your tchum, you're allowed to be mahalachas kula. A person
didn't have to be to roll then, right? Maybe he just did it.
The chafkila, yeah, okay. The same thing. The same with the case of the Mishnah where it says it rolled out and it's no good. It was a case where it went beyond four. So the law is if you put it within in that house, so mahalach is kula, you're allowed to continue to walk through the rest of the house. And once you put your eruv tchum in that house, so that the tchum is the eruv tchum is valid, and you can go beyond the house to another 2,000 amas. We look at that whole. It's all that becomes a lot. Even though the house is very, very long, that doesn't count as any measure at all. It counts as four amas, like we have over there in Ketzim Arab in the following case. Anche ir gedoylo mahalchin is called ir katana. There's a case of a small ear which is adjacent. So. Which is walled. So the people going from the large city look at that whole area of the small city as if it was only four amas. So they go all of the whole city and then beyond it. So similarly in the case of Abayas. Well, Rava says, I'll take it a step further. The Makom Shvisa, which you get, is halachically equivalent to Abayas. As if it has walls. Honami kol arba amas havelu kibayis. Umatzlusuyem mechutz tchum b'secha tchum. You can bring it back from where it is beyond the 2,000 amas to back within the 2,000 amas. Amal Rava k'rishus yachid hein loy. Rava considers the dalet amas the equivalent of rishus and a close rishus yachid. Well, once that's true, so what's the difference between above 10 and below 10? let's just finish off this last the Rashi of the question. Leave the Rashi of the Teretz. So if that's like so again, practically we're not going to actually allow this. It's all a virtual reality, but within this virtual reality, the Rebbe's creating. What's the difference in that case and this case? And he told Rishus Yachid, Ma'amishninu, the Gabi Surah the Raisa, the Mishkele Me'ilan, Lahasim, you can't, we're not going to allow you to take it from the tree to the, down below. Don't like a machita, there isn't really walls here. Me'ilinian, Me'havi, Huve, Ruba, Bamakamecha, the Gabi, this Allah, you must be in the same place. Habichar Rishus, the Nice and Vibur Shalir, the Chazal, the Rabbi command the Malia. The same virtual reality that Rabbi says the Gabi, the case of Vibur Shalir, should say it over here also. You know, even though reality it's not, we're not going to allow you to actually take it, but that's got to be the din of Huber, Ruben, Mokam Echad. That should be enough. That's the worst cash.